Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little SRV there, little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. The late, great SRV, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 15 years coming up this year. NorwoodAnalytics.com, I hope you'll check that out. You'll get smarter when you do. Sam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the economy. Mm-hmm. We're handicapping it a little bit. You've been setting the stage for us globally, nationally. I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago where I republished the results of a survey that we conducted of our small business audience to ask them if they thought their customers were spending more money now that they got more gas money to spend. And most of them, as I said earlier, most of them said no, they're not spending their money with us, that money with us. And so I was concerned, as you mentioned earlier, Sam, the United States is a consumer economy, the biggest one in the world. Mm-hmm. If the consumers don't spend, corporate America is buckling down, then, you know, that's kind of a reaction, a response to all this, Sam, that could tip us to that R word.
It could tip us, and so let's think about this. What's the likelihood? Somewhat of a betting man. In fact, think about this: every decision we make has to do with our expectations about the future. So we're making bets every day, whether we want to or not. We're making bets. All right, here's my bet. My bet is that we will not have a recession in 2016, but the probability of a recession is rising from what would have been, say, 6 months ago to now. It has risen from maybe a 5% probability to what I'm going to call a 30% probability. That's a huge move.
That's big.
And it's big. And most economists are looking at this, I think, in the same way. And so the probability is going up. And so large businesses are now tightening the belt some drawing in the horns on capital expenditures and on employment. What this means is that for those small businesses that tie themselves to the contracts that they have with large businesses, is that will impact them. Now, but the probability is not 50-50. It's still better than 50-50. We won't have a recession. If we do, it'll be mild. One of the things that's going on is we're having some inventory accumulation.
Mm-hmm.
That was a factor in the slow growth and slow GDP number in the fourth quarter. If we continue, and by the way, we're so much better at inventory management than
inventory.
We were.
Inventory's not really, 40 years ago, inventory was often the cause of recessions.
It's
almost a non-factor because of just-in-time and efficient supply chain.
If we have one, there's no particular force in place right now that will make this anything like the recession that we've just been through in 2008 and 2009 and have been ever so slowly recovering from since.
If we have a recession this year, it'll be as mild a one, I think, as any we've had in a long time. And one of the reasons I think it'll seem that way, Sam, is because we don't have peaks, a big drop off from a past expansion. I mean, we've been trucking along here at 2% growth. If we go negative, it's not going to seem like that big of a drop.
No, in general, unless you live in certain parts of the nation.
Yeah.
That would be in the midsection where you got agricultural commodities. By the way, let me make this point. All commodities tend to rise and fall together. Oil is a commodity. It's really sunk. Other commodities, mineral and agricultural, are also down. And what else? Money, currency. $1 looks a lot like another dollar. Mm-hmm. So inflation is still very much in check, which is a good thing. And so if we have one, it'll be mild, unless you get a little double dose in energy.
Well, and
as
I've said many times, and the way I like to talk about a possible recession, Sam, is the best way to not participate with one is to be prepared for one.
Yep. Good way to think about it.
Yeah. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Hey, Sam, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, I'll be back.
We'll
you.
See you next time.
If invited, I will come.
You got it. It's always, the door's always open for you, Sam. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.